Yo, good afternoon. What's good? How everybody doing? Hope everybody had a real productive day. You know, getting back into the swing of things after this 3-day holiday. I know how that was. But if you was really focused on your vision, if you was really focused on what you're trying to do, then the 3-day holiday wouldn't have been a 3-day holiday. Those were 3 days where you could have focused more on what you were trying to do. Let me scratch the word trying. That was 3 days where you focused more on attaining or getting closer to your goal. See, until you get where you need to be at, there are no off days. There are no celebrations unless you're celebrating small accomplishments. But today I want to talk to y'all about diversification. Diversification is protection against the rough waters of the stock market. What I mean is, so we know that the stock market goes up and down, but there are times where the market can go in a correction, or when the market can go in a bear market, or just when there are simply bad news, trade wars, things like that. Like today, Spain and France had an issue. The euro went down. By the euro going down, that also affected American markets. A correction is not really a bear market. A correction is when the market goes down about 10 to 15%. A bear market is when the market is, when everything in the market is falling down below 15%. So diversification can protect you against those type of situations. You ever heard the old term, don't put all your eggs in one basket? Well, that's pretty much what diversification is. It's spreading your investments out. So therefore, let's say if you invested in a cat company, I'm just using that for an example, and you had $5,000 to invest. You saved up, you put money together, you studied on this company, everything matched what you were looking for. And then this company did good for the beginning. First quarter, second quarter had good numbers. And then maybe a product they were using got bad reviews, and it rippled effect to the company. Now the company at this moment, until they figure this out, their company goes in a decline. Well, if you have all your money in that company, then your money goes into decline and you begin to lose money. It doesn't mean you'll lose money forever. That's where the risk tolerance comes in. Risk tolerance is how much you can bear before that company or the market shakes back. Well, with diversification, let's say you took that $5,000 and you broke it down 3 different ways. You put $2,000 in this company because you believe solely in that company, and you split the remaining $3,000 between 2 other companies. So if this one company is doing bad, your other 2 companies are doing okay, or really maybe doing good, then that will cover the losses that you will earn with that company and keep you in good standing. In most cases, it's very rare that everything that you pick will go down. If that happens, then that means you're not doing good homework. I myself, the Wall Street Trapper, I enforce homework. It don't take much to study a company. It don't take long. It's just putting forth the effort. Diversification is really good because it gives you the potential to make money from various different companies at various different times. I'll put you in a situation like this. Active income versus passive income. Active income is the process where you work, you trade your time for a wage. Meaning if you don't work, you don't get paid. Passive income is an asset that increases in value and pays you even though you aren't physically there. So let's say if you had to work 2 jobs, you would have to work 10 or 8 hours on one job and then go to another job. That's the only way you can get paid. Well, with passive income, especially with stocks that pay dividends, you can actually invest so much money in different accounts in different companies and get paid dividends from each company on a monthly or quarterly basis. A quarter is every 3 months of a fiscal year. So at this point, you have different streams of income coming in from your assets, passive income, diversification, that gives you the opportunity to invest in as many companies as you can possibly afford. Listen, I'm not telling you to leave your job, but what I am telling you is you can work your job and fund your investment account over the long haul to where you have different streams of income coming in, which also creates wealth. This is attained, right, by paying yourself first. If you get nothing else from me in any of my podcasts, I need you to adapt the mindset of paying yourself first. That is key. That is essential to building wealth. Diversification allows you to fund and be part ownership in different companies. Again, it gives you balance. Even if the stock market is in a correction, if you may be invested in a company that's not affected by the correction. And the dividends that you are getting for other companies, you can use those dividends to invest in companies that are actually falling down, that are going on lower prices. Again, for me, when a company goes lower in price, it doesn't lose value, right? You don't lose value overnight. The share price doesn't actually dictate the value of a company. You can use those dividends to buy more shares in these companies, which is increasing your wealth, which is increasing your ownership in these companies. Diversification is key. Diversification will allow you, listen to me, to build a strong portfolio. A strong investment portfolio is essential to wealth. Again, entrepreneurship may not be for everyone. I won't push that pill down your throat. But what I will do is push the pill of paying yourself first, using that money to fund your passive income. The stock market is the easiest way to create passive income. Passive income is the number one way to create wealth. 99% of all wealthy people have ownership in companies or assets that generate money for them while they aren't working there. Again, I won't keep y'all too long. This podcast is solely about diversification. I hope you learned anything, something from this. I appreciate if you follow the podcast, favorite the podcast. Check me out on Instagram at Wall Street Trapper. Wall_street_trapper. Peace.